There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
They're all about the fight against breast cancer.
Let's get the party started. Pink!
Pink handguns, pink toilet paper, pink fracking.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ebola in America.
A deadly and contagious virus.
Ebola may spread throughout the USA.
If you've been paying attention to the news lately, you might have heard we're all going to die.
Game over, man. It's game over.
I can't find any real legitimate doctor that thinks smoking marijuana is good for anybody. Sure, it may relieve pain temporarily, but a fifth of Jack Daniels might do the same thing, and nobody's calling that medicine, right?
Right.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Don't eat the carpet! Don't eat the carpet!
No, we figured out it was a mistake, a mistranslation, but a very funny one. Don't sit on the carpet and eat. Had nothing to do with eating carpet in India, even though it would probably be tastier if it's got curry and all kinds of good stuff on it. We're not going to eat the carpet this hour. Welcome back, Robert Scott Bell.
That's the slogan that I believe all of the bakers in Indiana have adopted.
The bakers in Indiana have adopted that? Don't eat the carpet?
Yeah, the ones that make the wedding cakes, yeah.
Do they carpet their wedding cakes? What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. It probably has something to do with, like, the carpet where the wedding reception is. I'm not sure.
Okay, all right. If cake falls on the carpet, you can eat the cake, but don't eat the carpet underneath.
3-second rule. You know how it goes.
I don't think it, you know, you could do a 3-million-year rule on some of the ingredients in modern cakes. They would not decay. Organic cakes, you vegan goths. Come on. Go organic, won't you? Or grow it yourself, even better. What would a gothic grow? What, they can't grow tattoos, can you?
What would a gothic grow?
I know. I'm so out of touch. Anyway,
this hour,
somebody's in touch. Stuart Tomp going to join us from Canavest, canavest.com. All the links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Thanks to Op-Ed. We got updates on Mango 4 Health signing up, and your invitation code is right there in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I might send out another email blast about that before we do Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rasha Bitar tomorrow. And before we get to our first story of the hour that reveals re-reveals, if you will, a term that was coined or inspired by a listener, but coined by Super Don, allopathetic, an offshoot of allopathic. It relates to the use of cannabis, CBD in particular, for autism in Michigan. We're going to get there in just a moment, but we do have a caller, if he's still there, Neil in Oregon. Neil, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. What's up?
Hello, Robert. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you got a Lyme disease question, huh?
Yes, I have a friend who is suffering from Lyme disease. She's been suffering from it for about 9 years now. And, I listened to the commercial break and the joke that was made about the marijuana. Actually, she has said that that has brought her some of the most intense relief that she's ever... She said she doesn't think she would have been able to survive without it. And she has grown savvy to the wiles of the medical model and the medical establishment. So she's improving her diet, and I've turned her on to a few supplements. But she also had her gallbladder removed. So
She
has a hole in the boat, so to speak.
Right.
I just wanted to know, I'm calling you from Eastern Oregon. I'm in the Pacific Northwest, so... I was just calling to get some suggestions from you, possibly, and if you know anybody in this area that maybe might be willing to help us out, that would
sure.
be great as well.
Well, here's where, you know, a little bit of integrative medicine is legitimate. Sometimes you have such devastation and such microbial burden that utilizing a physician who can do intravenous work off-label with some silver hydrosol, for instance. We've got a lot of doctors I've worked with over the years to help overcome Lyme disease with the silver in addition to oral consumption off-label intravenously. The company that makes these things cannot mention that because, of course, the FDA doesn't take too kindly to off-label use of dietary supplements. But these physicians have the freedom to do it that way. And so reaching out to find these physicians, oftentimes they're an ACAM or AAEM physician, or sometimes the doctors, although they're not as many, that have been through Dr. Rashid Batar's training, advanced medicine training, understand how to do parenteral administration, intravenous administration. Also, considering you mentioned the cannabis or cannabis-based substances helping here as well, it's a complex series of issues, microbial burden being one, but it is toxicological, so getting on detoxifying substances, extra selenium, modulating immunity with like beta-1-3-D glucan or carnivora long-term has shown to be very, very powerful in helping people who are Lyme disease sufferers. Homeopathy, we'll talk about homeoprophylaxis in Dallas, Texas, October 2nd through 4th, including the use of Lyme nosodes, Borrelia nosodes, to help alert the immune system safely to target the Borrelia spirochete. So hopefully that's helpful to you.
Yes, it is, Robert, and I'll come back, and I wasn't able to jot the names of those down, but we can always go to the archive of the
show. Yes, re-listen. Also, you can call my friend Seth at Natural Immunogenics. He works with physicians, and he can give you some physician names or references, perhaps if there's anybody in your area. Let me give you this toll-free number to call during the week. 888-328-8840, 888-328-8840.
Awesome, Robert. Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate it, man. A great show, and I will continue listening.
Oh, thanks, Neil. I appreciate you. Take care. So we got lots more to do, of course, on this allopathetic story. Super Don, you want to take lead on this? Because I know you love taking on the skepducks.
Yeah, you know, it is interesting. It's fun. But I got to be honest with you, man. It's become a low-hanging fruit situation.
It's too easy, isn't it?
It is. It is. When you're dealing with a group of people that have, you know, the rules for everybody else except for them, and they're doing the same thing that everybody else, they're human, they have opinions, they have, you know, ideas and things. Here we've got, you know, our friend Orak, who is jumping up and down and applauding the fact that in the state of Michigan, the use of medical marijuana for autism has been shot down. And
which is disappointing to me, but there again, rise in paternalism on the state level that said, oh, no, we're not going to allow that, right?
It is. And listen, it's an interesting thing. I never knew that ORAC was in favor of legalizing recreational marijuana.
Mm-hmm. Just so long as you don't call it a medicine.
As long as you don't use it to try and help somebody with autism, then he gets his panties all in a bunch.
Yeah.
Which is strange, because, I mean, if it's legal for recreational use, then you can pretty much use it for anything you want to, right?
You'd think, but also another irony here for the disrespectfully insolent like ORAC is that there is so much science, oh my gosh, did he say science? Yes, being published around the world. Around the world, validating the evidence
of
use of cannabis.
No, it's not science. It's not science. It's not science-based medicine. It's evidence-based medicine. See, that's different. The evidence-based medicine is wrong. And he accuses everybody who wants to use this for autism as cherry-picking the studies.
Right. Dude, take on the Israeli scientists at your own risk, man. They're doing some good work out there.
Here's something that's interesting, though. This was the takeaway for me on this article. Yeah. He goes on to talk about there's this guy that was very disappointed about it not passing. Mm-hmm. And this guy makes a statement. He says, you know, if the parents know or believe that it's working, they're going to use it. So all we're asking them is to be removed from the battlefield of the losing war on marijuana. And it's like, okay, I get that. But ORAC takes issue with that statement. And I would say, you know what, it's interesting because I would equate that, and correct me if I'm wrong, wouldn't this be similar to, say, the doctors that are prescribing drugs off-label because they themselves feel that that drug happens to be working, in their opinion, but it's illegal, technically, for them to prescribe it off-label. And if you don't make it legal for them to do that, they're going to do it anyway. So isn't that what we just saw in that court decision not that long ago where the drug companies were being, they were being targeted for promoting drugs off-label and they got a favorable decision by a judge? for them.
Yeah, there were some First Amendment aspects of that that actually won out in the courts.
And so we get into the free speech thing here. But I would say it's kind of, wouldn't you say it's kind of similar? I mean, the doctor has a drug. He says, you know what, I think that drug will work for this particular condition, but it's illegal for me to do it. They're doing it anyway, right?
Well, if you have a sincere belief that it's going to help your patient and you're fully informing them of the risks associated, we've got no problem with that. It is problematic, for instance, when Big Pharma, promotes the off-label uses, apparently flouting the FDA's restrictions on what they're allowed to say. But the problem I have with that is not so much that Big Pharma is doing it, but there's no equal ability of the non-drug industry to do the same. And remember, when they're going off-label...
Orrick would have no problem with a doctor prescribing a drug off-label because, he says that it works. But we can't do that with medical marijuana. And especially, that weird irony that, I support legal marijuana for recreational use, but not legal for medicinal use?
Yeah, it is kind of bizarre.
That just doesn't make it, not that we are surprised by Orrick, but anyway, yes, allopathic. I think what we need to do is we need to differentiate between different practitioners. Mm-hmm. You can have homeopathic. Mm-hmm. You can have naturopathic, you have osteopathic, you can even have allopathic. But people like this guy here, I think, belongs in that special category of allopathic.
Have you written an official definition for folks? Because I know
Not yet, but I think we'll do that. Maybe we can put it up on the Truth Wiki page.
Absolutely. Allopathetic is a brilliant new term. And it was inspired by a listener who came up with the idea of pathopathic. Which was, allopathic. It's just a disease of a disease, as opposed to, a genuine understanding of cause of disease and a removal of those causes of disease for allowing the body to heal itself. But, of course, nature is anachronistic. It's old-fashioned. It's not scientific. It can be discarded. And, of course, Orrick wants to live in a world devoid of nature. Let him have at it. Send him to the planet Zubla Dubla, as we say from time to time. But in this realm, on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we stand steadfast for liberty, even for those who or with whom we disagree. As long as you don't, utilize the power and force of government to deceive or coerce or violently move against options that may not be within your religious sphere. Yes, I said religious sphere, Orrick, because you have a cult-like devotion to allopathetic medicine. Just saying. Could I be any clearer, Super Don? I think I was pretty clear.
I think you made it very clear. He is an allopathological liar. So,
ooh, nice. 8 ways to fake being a morning person, and then Stuart Tomp on CBD from Cannavest, cannavest.com. Check it out, robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, hanging back with you. Each and every Sunday, we kick off our broadcast week right here on Genesis Communications, nationalnewsradio.com. Archives available both places, as well as iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times. Rebroadcast around the world through our friends across the pond at UK Health Radio. UKHealthRadio.com, good folks there. And they're loving liberty around the world, those who love liberty. They tend to love the Robert Scott Bell Show. And who can blame them? And also Super Don, Millennial Op-Ed, and other characters that we bring before you from time to time here. RobertScottBell.com, RobertScottBell.com. Stuart Tom going to join us in a little while. We are going to talk about CBD, cannabidiol, cannabis, and all good things that come from the plant that God created. But now, are you a morning person, Super Don? You're not. You're totally not a morning person. Am I right? Not before your coffee.
You know,
anyway.
It changes. It just depends on. Sometimes it goes in cycles. I guess it depends on how bad my adrenal burnout is, really. I mean, we're going to be honest.
We've been all over the map, you and I, about these morning, like when we started at noon Eastern, right, years ago, we would be 9 a.m. your time. So you would have to get up super early.
That's right. We had something that was called the Monday Open.
Yeah.
And every Monday, it would start off. And, it used to be morning show all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Every day was in the morning. And especially even way back when we first met.
Yeah.
It was Monday morning, every Sunday morning, kind of like now.
Yeah.
We had something that we actually opened with every Monday morning in honor of that wonderful day of the week that everybody loves to wake up and get ready for work time.
Let's give a listen because it's appropriate for our 8 ways to fake being a morning person. Oh, now that would wake you up. That was definitely a wake-up morning music.
What
no, we can't play that. That was definitely not modulated for daytime. I'm just saying. We tried. But I'm awake now.
We warned you.
I'm awake. Yes, exactly. Well, we'll have to try that another time. Yeah. No, I don't do stereo that early in the morning.
Wow.
It was a double whammy. No problem. Well, eight ways to fake being a morning person.
I love live radio, folks.
I'm telling you what, dude. I was like, I'm just about to nod off, and then you did that. Thanks a lot, buddy. 866-939-BELL. If you've got CBD questions, this is definitely your hour. But eight ways to fake being a morning person. These are some good, pretty standard things. I like some of them here. Stop hitting the snooze button. And it makes sense because if you do that, you're robbing yourself of that total sleep up until the time you really have to get up. But you're like, no, I'm not getting up for 45 additional minutes. So I'll wake up 45 minutes early and just keep hitting the snooze alarm. It's stupid. Don't do that. That's not the way to go. Just wake up. Just get up. Although we have said this many times, it's worth repeating. If you want to sleep really well, shut the front door. No, shut the drawer, your curtains, your shades, whatever. No, it's like cut the light out. It's so important to have a dark place to sleep. And I know some of you, you know, like my daughter, she likes to have a little night light on. But ideally, you know, if you're past that phase, just let it be dark. Let it be dark.
You know what? I'm not past that phase.
You still do a night light?
I don't do it because I'm scared of the dark.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, there's nothing better than getting up in the middle of the night to go use the restroom and forgetting that there's, like, you know, something on the floor, you know, or something.
Right.
You know, like used to be when I had kids, it was like a Lego.
Okay.
Nothing worse than a Lego to step on in the middle.
Oh, no. But it's called also is something. There's a new innovation out. It's called a flashlight. I don't know if you've heard about them.
Are you serious? Do you use a flashlight when you get up to go to the bathroom? Wait, you like Camp Winnemucca or something?
No,
you
know, actually, no. I know how many steps it takes to get to the door. I know how to open the door.
A flashlight.
All right. This is just me picking
seriously?
On Super Don. I don't know. See, I don't need a nightlight to get there. My eyes are, you know, I can see in the
like
dark.
A bat.
I'm a bat. I can see in the dark at that time of night. All right. Let's see. Stick to a schedule. Wake up with an activity tracker. That gets high tech. You know, these things that track your... I don't know if that would help me. So this one's good. Splash your face with cold water. In fact, you might want to, like, do a kind of a contraption where your alarm is connected to, like, a squirt gun, and it squirts your face with cold water. That would definitely get you back in your body. Super Don, back in body. Back in body.
The ice bucket challenge every morning.
Yeah. Get moving, no matter what kind of exercise you do. That's also good for morning activity. I agree. Drink some water. Drink some Echo water. That would be good. Hydrate right as you get up with some hydrogen-enriched water. Echo water you can get at robertswater.com. Download the free ebook and learn all about why you want hydrogen in your water. All right, when we come back, it's CBD time. Stuart Thompson standing by from Canavest. We got some updates on how you can get it at a good discount as well. And, of course, what does CBD do for you? I know it does for me, but what does it do for you? We'll find out after the break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology.
trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, we got CBD on our minds and our bodies for a good purpose, and we got science behind it. We're going to be joined by Stuart Tromp momentarily, but I want to make sure everybody is awake. If the wake-up call we just did was not enough, new from Ronco, the Donald Trump Chinese alarm clock.
Let's say China. China, China, China,
China,
China,
China,
China,
China,
China,
China.
You go over to China,
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 China.
You take China,
China,
China.
I love them.
China,
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 China.
I have to have my China.
They love me over in China. Welcome, Stuart Tom. Now that we're all awake and paying attention, Stuart.
Hey.
Back from Canavest, canavest.com. Links are up in the show notes. RobertScottBell.com. Evidence. evidence for the use of CBD. We covered a story to open this hour of one of the skepducks that just said, oh, man, I'm so glad Michigan didn't approve its use for autism because there's just no science. And I'm thinking, man, we've been reading a lot of science lately in the peer-reviewed journals supporting the use of CBD for a lot of things.
Well, we finally have. We know it's been coming for a long time, Robert, and I want to make sure that everybody knows. You can look up Nora Volko, V-O-L-K-O-W, Nora Volko. She's the director of the National Institute on Drug Abuse. You're familiar with her, Robert?
Yeah, in fact, we've reported on what she acknowledged recently, but you should reiterate that.
I just want to make sure, because things move so quickly in life and on your show. So you can look her up. She just wrote a op-ed on the Huffington Post, Researching Marijuana for Therapeutic Purposes, the Potential Promise of CBD. Here's a direct quote from the director of the National Institute on Drug Abuse. Now, remember, this is the group that recently was trying to convince the world that cannabis may not be as dangerous as heroin, correct?
Yes, yes.
So here's what she says, quote, CBD appears to be a safe drug with no addictive effects, and the preliminary data suggests that it may have therapeutic value for a number of medical conditions. Now, that sounds exciting, does it not?
Thrilled for me. I mean, I've been utilizing it supplementally, but still, the point of the science supporting its use, that's what's even more exciting.
Well, this is what I was reading because I'm in the CBD trenches every day. When I read CBD appears to be a safe drug, who said it's a drug?
Well, I don't claim it to be a drug. I look at it as a supplement from a plant. I mean, it's has some kind of nutritional interaction with the body that is very positive.
And that's my point. If they are trying, and they are, capital T, are trying, to suggest that CBD was discovered by a pharmaceutical company, when it was first elucidated by Roger Adams here in America and Lord Todd back in the 1940s, CBD is a natural constituent, a phytocannabinoid from agricultural hemp. So we have to be careful that they don't try to control CBD for all of us, for one narrow indication. This would be the top health freedom issue I can think of today, keeping CBD exclusively out of the hands of Big Pharma.
Yeah, and of course, they've never tended to gravitate toward the natural forms of anything. Their idea is profit by patent, synthetic, if you will, altering the chemistry in some way that they can be patented and sold for thousands of percentage points of profit. And of course, not only is it unaffordable, but it becomes unusable, just like the history of Marinol, which was the synthetic THC, and what a failure that is.
And synthetic THC, Marinol, has very poor binding affinity because of its stereoisomerization. It's actually the reverse opposite of the way that the structure naturally occurs. And as a result, it doesn't have the direct binding activity. What I want people to understand about the Plus CBD oil products and what we're producing at Cannavest, Robert, we take the seed, the stem, the stalk, everything from above the roots, and we CO2 extract all of that. Yesterday, I spent 10 hours producing a little document that we will hand out illustrating that the combination of the fatty acids that are naturally occurring, the cannabinoids, the terpenes, the plant sterols, and the naturally occurring vitamin E make the total plant complexes by Cannavest the most robust entourage effect way to consume phytocannabinoids without the psychotoxicity of THC. So what they're doing in pharma is radically different than the natural products that we're making available.
I mean, emphasis can't be stated any more, let's say, clearly on that. That you're taking basically whole plant compounds that include this CBD in a concert, in a symphony, orchestrated to work well with the body, not only toleration, but benefit, as I've seen in my own life with my own family.
And I wanted to share today a very specific paper published in Pharmacology and Pharmacy comparing isolated CBD to these total plant complexes. And what they found, Robert, was in stark contrast to isolating just the CBD, the full cacophony of biochemical cofactors like we are providing, either given intraperinatally or orally, demonstrated a clear correlation between the anti-inflammatory and anti-pain responses. And this is important. With an increasing response upon increasing dose, meaning the more you take, the better the results, which makes the plant medicine ideal for clinical use. And we talk about this being a health freedom issue. I wanted to spend our last few minutes that I have with you today to run through all of the benefits of CBD and how it may help people.
Absolutely. Yeah, I want. That's why we did the wake-up call, the funny one from Trump, China, 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 to make sure everybody understood there are benefits, they're validated, many of which I've experienced, as I said, within my family. But if Stuart, if you can roll them through, and if it goes too fast, you'll be able to re-listen in the podcast later. But this is as important as anything I want people to listen to here.
So the reason we want to be taking CBD and hemp extracts and total plant complexes is because of their role in helping with nervous system health. When we look at the low-hanging fruit, when you take plus CBD oil, if you're dealing with mood challenges, anxiety, if you don't sleep properly, if there's dysregulation in circadian rhythm, in your circadian rhythm, you need to try plus CBD oil products by Canavest. Metabolic health. CBD appears to indirectly and sometimes directly influence insulin sensitivity, weight loss management, and central obesity, adipokine / myokine profiles, etc. We don't talk enough about that. A byproduct of eating CBD is increasing insulin sensitivity, sleeping better, more beige, more brown, adipose, thermogenesis, burning more energy, wearing your skinny jeans as a byproduct of being healthy. Then stress resilience, cardiovascular, heart rate variability, cytokine, hormonal functional outcomes, is hugely important because we're so far out of balance. Everyone is stressed. We need more CBD. Recovery and adaptation in sports nutrition. If you're exercising all of the time, we are not repairing fast enough because we get back in the gym, we get back into the CrossFit, we keep causing oxidative stress. We need more CBD. Supporting immune health. We're under immune attack. In conjunction with the silver and some of the other things you talk about here on the show, CBD for immune health, you have to have it. And if you are not regular, gastrointestinal digestive health, in addition to probiotics and digestive enzymes, staying properly hydrated, CBD for regularity. That swath of keeping healthy people healthy makes this, in my opinion, the most effective, most broad-spectrum plant extract we currently have.
Well, you've mentioned some things that some of our audience are pretty familiar with, especially with nervous system health when we talk about mood anxiety. I've talked extensively more, perhaps more directly than you can, on the issue of pain management or reduction. But if we think about all those metabolic interactions, you know, I'm very excited to hear about sports recovery. You know, a lot of our listeners are very athletic and active. Seeing that they didn't realize there was a benefit for them. Of course, immune health as well, regularity in GI, another big impactful aspect of dysfunction that's out there among the Western world. And when you talk insulin sensitivity, issues of obesity, thermogenesis, again, that's an area where I don't think people are as familiar with the benefits of CBD nutritionally.
No, they're not. And we will go deeper and deeper every time that I'm back on the show. But when people understand that what CBD does is it helps to modulate the master control system, the endocannabinoid system, which crosstalks with endocrine metabolic, immune muscle skeletal neural support, it is the master control system to tell everything else in the body what it needs to do to maintain and achieve homeostasis. Hmm. It's not an adaptogen. This is far beyond anything we've ever seen before, and when you take the total plant complexes, especially that green product, Robert,
yes,
you get short-chain saturates, essential fatty acids, monounsaturated, you get long-chain saturates, five or six different cannabinoids, six different terpenes, three plant sterols, and vitamin E with other ingredients, N-O-N-E! Zip!
Zip, nothing else. Listen, I have my plus CBD oil right here every time I'm on the air, and I'm utilizing it when I'm on the air. It's like it's become a go-to plant sustenance for me, and I'm greatly appreciative of it. Now, there's an article here we've linked it to in Cannabis Now magazine about the CBD phenomenon. Now, there's some good information in there, but it's not complete, and I don't think it goes to the level of depth of understanding that you have and just related, Stuart, about it, because it talks about the isolationist approach, and that's not what we're talking about.
No, that's why I want to make clear, when you buy our products, you get a swath of the MUFA, the PUFA, some of the saturated fats. You get a 30 long, 28, 26, 24 carbon long plant saturated fat that makes it taste like plant butter. Five different cannabinoids, terpenes, the crosstalk, plant sterols, which we know how helpful they are, and naturally occurring vitamin E all in one. That's why when I compare isolated CBD to the total plant complex, and keeping in mind that it is ideal as a plant medicine because of increasing dose, getting increasing response in an elegant linear dose response. If CBD downregulates inflammation, for example, tumor necrosis factor alpha, in a mouse model, as well as it will in a human, this may end up being plant-based Humira without any of the side effects.
I love that. We've had to pick on Humira and drugs in that class because they're some of the most dangerous drugs on the planet. If we can use plant-based substances, especially the CBD-rich formulas that I have in my studio right now, plus CBD oil from Cannavest, go to Cannavest.com. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I'll be back with a discount code and more from Stuart Tomp after this brief break. Go to robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Growbox, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
If you were thinking that CBD was not for you, go back and listen to the last segment in the archives of the Robert Scott Bell Show, because it is powerful and comprehensive in the shortest way possible that Stuart Tomp does so well from Cannabest, our good friends at Cannabest.com. And there's a discount code for you want to take advantage of that, realizing it's so much more than just nervous system health, which is significant for so many. But it's more than that. We talked about metabolic issues, heart rate variability issues, recovery, adaptation, sports nutrition, immune health, GI function, GI health. Amazing. Cannabest.com, the code to get 15% off any and all of their products. RSB15. RSB15. And even better, go to your local mom and pop health food store, those who we love to support, and let them know that the Plus CBD oil and the other products that are most appropriate for them or things they need to be picking up on, Stuart.
Yes, yeah, since I was on your show last, Robert, we've added just over 65 independent health food stores across the country. We are at 170-plus health food stores, and here's what we really need to do. If we do not get proactive, they will take CBD from hemp away from all of us. So here's what we've got to do. This has got to get guerrilla marketing. Go to Cannavest.com or best to an independent health food store, buy Plus CBD oil, and go into every single health food store you know and ask them, interrogate them, beseech them to carry Plus CBD oil products by Cannavest. Because the only way that we are going to keep this ingredient as a tool to help us stay healthy is to insist that we are no longer going to sit on the back of the bus.
Mm-hmm.
We need everybody's help, Robert, or they're going to take it away from us.
Yeah, and the value, as we've described, is not just for those who are suffering tremendously, like in that Sanjay Gupta CNN special where he kind of did his mea culpa on his perspective, but talking about CBD or high CBD concentrations into, for instance, children with seizure disorders, etc. We're not belittling that at all, but it's so much more comprehensive than that. So if you think, oh, no, it doesn't apply to me, right? No. It applies to us all. And this is going to be critical, more critical than ever, as each day, week, and month, and year goes by. that we maintain the integrity of these plant-based, I will say, supplements, right? Because we don't want them corrupted into pharmaceutical medicinals. And it, one of the ways and one of the reasons why there was such a push in the 1990s for what became known as the Shea Law was because it was in everybody's household. It was in everybody's store. The CBD is not there yet. It needs to get there. So it's not only about you, me, all of us utilizing it for all of its benefits, but it's about getting the word to all the health food stores that you frequent, particularly those independent retailers, and getting it in there and getting communities of people understanding how valuable and important this ingredient is, that it should never be taken and isolated and synthesized so that nobody has access to the real stuff.
Remember, the big pharma companies, though some of them are using natural phytocannabinoids, they're called phytopharmaceuticals. They know that synthetic is not the way to go on this compound. The issue is they're claiming that it's a drug and not a dietary supplement, as if somehow they discovered it. That's a lie, and the only way we're going to be able to keep CBD around to help people is to insist that it gets everywhere, because here's the reality, Robert. When this product is everywhere, and I mean everywhere, there's no way for them to take it away from us. This is us against them.
Yes. Well, again, I urge you, go to cannavest.com. Or call them during the week in their own Pacific Coast time, and you can ask them about retailers in your area if you're not sure of where they are, because they may already be there. We want to support these independent retailers, the mom and pops, because this is the backbone also of our economy, that it's not always about the chain stores. It's about moms and dads that have businesses. Maybe it's you. And some of you that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, if you haven't picked up the Plus CBD from Cannavest, what are you waiting for?
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned the chain stores, because they're not going to carry it until all the independent stores force them to do so because of demand.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a call to action. I've never been in this position, Robert, ever. You've known me for a long time. I've always tried to play the mild-mannered yet excitable science guy.
Yes.
Now I'm here at the front of this evolution, and I'm begging people to join us to help do the right thing for the right people for the right reasons.
All right, everybody, do the right thing like we try to do here 6 days a week, 2 hours a day. Thanks as well to support from Cannavest and Stuart Tomp, my good friend. Go back and listen, especially segment three of this hour, to get the comprehensive necessity, if you will, of this CBD within all of the plant phyto, not only cannabinoids, but all of the good stuff. Thank you, Stuart. Go to robertscottbell.com. Yes, RSB15 over at Cannavest to get 15 off. In the meantime, thank you, Super Don. Thank you, Op-Ed. The power to heal, still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.